listening to The Couple's Guide Podcast.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Talia.
We're both licensed marriage and family therapists, and today,
like every day,
we're debunking myths and delivering truth about dating, relationships, and everything in between.
Trust us.
It's awesome.
Episode 92.
That is wild to me.
Yep. Episode 92, our first episode of the new year.
Woo! Yes. Look at us. We made it.
To everyone who's listening to this when it first comes out. And this is the beginning of 2023 to everyone listening to this a year or later from now.
It's the start of a new year. We'll leave it at that.
Definitely the start. And as we look into the new year, Talia, how do you like our relationship? Is there anything that we want to adjust? Anything that we need to do differently for our listeners as they hear our soothing voices?
And our sagacious wisdom.
And our immature giggles.
I would say perhaps making these episodes more known on social media is something we could do for them. But other than that, I think we're absolutely perfect. So,
all right. You've heard it here first, listeners. Talia wants that social media presence.
Yes, that's my intention for this year.
Got it. My intention is to keep showing up.
Yes, good. I will take it and I will appreciate it.
I will be here. I promise.
Good, good. So what are we talking about today, Ryan?
I've already screwed up the title and you had such a catchy one. Episode 92, Redefining We in 2023.
Perfect. This is more for couples that we're talking about because last year, I don't know about you, but last year was a doozy.
Yeah.
I feel like I was 10 different versions of myself by the time the end of the year showed up, and it taught me a lot about what changes I needed to make and what changes my partnership needed in some ways, and then benefited from in other ways. So that is my goal for this episode, is to discuss self changes, relationship changes, and then maybe a bit of tips on how to request those in a non-judgmental, demanding way.
Or in a collaborative way. Yeah.
Yes, where the partner wants to do that.
Yeah. And to your point, like, I mean, the last number of years, every year has been so monumental, it feels, for a lot of people.
Yep.
And maybe that's just like the new world we live in, or newer world of the last decade, with the way speed goes with technology and internet and everything like that. A lot just happens because we know a lot happens. But that definitely since, of course, 2020, that wonderful little year, it's been some interesting big ones. And this is an interesting episode about how do you take a moment, as a lot of us like to do individually in the new year. Some people like to do resolutions, or I'm on the intention train. I like that. Where it's kind of not a resolution, but let me try to like put some energy and intention behind it, as we talked about in previous episodes. But here, how do we address that in relationship? And what kind of changes, and how to do positive changing and collaborative changing in
not
a relationship?
Ending, fix it or else changing. That's not a good time.
Not a ultimatum, fuck you change.
Yes, we're not doing ultimatums as a form of behavior change request. We are doing out loud conversations and what you think individually or relationally, like local versus global benefit of those relationship changes. And honestly, I went through this myself and continue to do so. Some of the changes I wanted in partnership needed to stem from within myself. And then some of the changes did actually need to be done by the relationship or by partnership. There was nothing I could do because it wasn't a me thing. It was an us thing. And not in a helpless way, in a let's get going on this together way.
Yeah, I love that. And to jump on that, in having this conversation, if I'm kind of imagining helping listeners kind of go, oh, how do I turn to my partner and have this conversation? Lay that out as, hey, let's talk about a relationship, what's working. And maybe we'll identify some things for us to work on individually that will serve the relationship. Mm-hmm. And let's also talk about things like, hey, what's going well? And what do we want to kind of shift in how we relate moving forward? And I think a good example, I don't know why. Oh, I know. Because someone recently mentioned it to me.
I don't. Yes, I do.
Actually, I do. About like rock climbing. We want to do more rock climbing. Okay, well, maybe that's a couple thing that you have, like, something you want to do together. Or maybe it's a, I want to do more rock climbing because we want more time in separate hobbies in our relationship. So I'm going to invest in that for myself. Both are great in a relationship, depending on what the relationship needs. And rock climbing is just a very simple, active thing. I mean, there's so many different versions of what you need to work on individually versus in a relationship. But it's just a cool thing where you can have a collaborative discussion with your partner. Yes. And if you set out at the beginning of this conversation with a, we'll probably identify like things in three different categories, one partner, other partner, both partners, then cool. And then I don't know, obviously, because I'm a relationship junkie, I think it's fun and I love these conversations. I get that that's not common.
Brought that up because I have worked with many partners where that feels like work. It feels like scrutiny, or it pulls them back. It's projection of they're a victim child that did something wrong and their parent is upset with them.
Yeah.
And that is not, I think Ryan and I both would agree to be very clear. That is not what we're saying to do.
No.
It's setting the intention with you. This is something you don't bring up after a fight of like, and this is exactly why we need to change our relationship. Yeah. It's really more about what can we do to strengthen what is already going well? Yeah. And what are some areas I or you or we can identify that I think could be tweaked? Not that it's not great. And if it likely, if it stayed that way, it's not that it would be awful, but why not optimize and be careful not to over-optimize. Yes, there's the business part of marriage and business part of relationships. However, we can't constantly be improved. We can only take so many improvements at once. Otherwise, things can go so well and you won't know what change you made that led to it. So when you're trying to redo a business plan, you're like, well, what was it? Well, I don't know. We redid the whole staff. We redid the office. We redid this. We got coffee. And the person's like, okay, so we didn't really know what was the thing that unlocked it. So being able to poke, just like in conversations when things are tough, focus on one thing at a time.
Exactly.
Maybe one or two. If it's going well, our nervous system can usually tolerate hearing three things that are a good thing, like three compliments at once. Yay.
Yeah.
And if I received them all separately, they would each have different meaning. Three criticisms at once is like, shut up. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm going to get defensive. Oh, you have a list? Well, I'm glad you, let me just get this one out. The person's like, no,
let me open up my notes.
Yeah, let me get my notes app out. And the goal is,
listen to this pre-tape recording of me ranting at you.
I'm glad you brought that up. I actually talked about that with my therapist. And the person's like,
what?
Hey, who are you?
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa there. Whoa, whoa. Yeah. Being able to have the goal be to optimize the relationship in a pace that the optimization can actually take hold and be sustainable.
Yeah.
I don't want it to only be for 2 weeks. Let me change all these things to not break up with you. And then in 2 weeks' time, the behavior change falls off. And the partner's like, why couldn't you sustain it? Well, they didn't really have a desire to sustain it. You had a desire for them to sustain it. And you also didn't reward them when they did it. So that's, I think, a good part of today's topic too.
Yeah. And going back to the idea of like how you start these kind of conversations, or at least the vibe, I don't know, it's not, this isn't a how-to, this is more the vibe of it, of really trying to set intention with it being positive. And we talked about this in other ways to like how to have difficult conversations. So we have an episode on that already. But just want to remind that if we can look at this as we're preemptively doing something fun so that we don't have to do this when it's bad. A lot of couples will avoid these relational conversations because they're checking in with like, oh, I'm scared this will go bad. I don't know how to have this. Or sometimes when we've talked about these things in the past, it was bad. But they forget that, well, that's because you only brought it up when you were already fighting. I don't know how many times I have like these sessions where we'll just start a topic in the session. I'm not really doing anything, but just because we're in the space of respect, care, and love in session, and my couples have never talked about that unless they were fighting, they have a great conversation. They collaborate, they come to a place of like, wow, this works for us. I'm caring about you. Oh, actually, this wasn't that bad. Oh, we feel so good together.
Yes.
And then we talk about it afterwards. That's like the one thing I end up doing in session going, so how was that for you two? And just point out, wow, look what it's like for you when you get ahead of the problem and you talk ahead of time. You don't avoid a hard discussion. You actually get really close and you're actually very skilled at this. Because of course it's better than when you're fighting. So I don't know, I guess I'm getting a little over the head, especially as we want to get to other parts of this topic. But I just think it's so key to kind of check in with your partner and yourself about, if I'm not like Ryan Hill, who loves relationship conversations, and this is stressful, got it. But let's kind of be intentional about, cool, let's make this a positive bonding experience. Let's make this about us being better and amazing and what we can look forward to in the new year of having an amazing relationship without the stress and the fighting.
Yeah, and setting, maybe not quarterly, and this is me being so business-minded, but set goals.
Yeah.
Goals don't happen unless you set them. Yes, the things that happen in the goal could naturally unfold, but if you didn't have it as a goal, you may not appreciate it the same way. Yeah. So being able to set an intention and a goal in the relationship, in the first 6 months of the year, I want to travel twice. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's work backwards from there. Mm-hmm. What areas? How long do you want to travel? Like, start having a discussion around what that actually looks like. And then that is the way that you and your partner can help that come to fruition, and making it so that there's an incentive for them also, rather than it only being, well, I want to do this, dragging you along, like the rock climbing thing you brought up earlier. Sometimes there's a, what would be the right word? Sometimes there's an activity or a goal that you have that your partner is not going to share in, and to not take that personally in the new year. Like, you're jazzed about this thing and you're like, all right, I'm going to wake up every day and I'm going to go on a walk and I'm going to do this, I'm going to drink a gallon of water or whatever it is. If your partner doesn't want to do that, it doesn't mean that it's a bad goal, or that this is where some codependent tendencies, I think, can flare up. Oh, well, then I can't. If they don't approve of it, or if they're not going to join me in it, then I won't do it. That is not the point of new year, like 2023 new version of we, that is not the point. The point is, here's what I'm going to do to optimize myself showing up in this current relationship. However, I want to call myself to task. I would show up like this no matter who I'm with.
Yes.
That level of dedication to, I want to be a new self, and I want to optimize that self so our relationship that we're in can benefit that.
And I think, like, oh, sorry, what was that last thing?
I was going to say benefit from that. I forgot.
Yeah, yeah, definitely benefit from that. And I think that's where kind of, I think about the me, you, we buckets, like I was saying, I didn't say it that way, but where you can look at this and go, oh, maybe this is for me to work on, or my partner work on, or us. So let's say you bring in, I want to get this walk and this gallon going, and I would love to do that with you, my partner. Let's do this health thing together. And partner's like, no, thanks. Nope, okay, accept that. Yeah. So in the Venn diagram, you haven't really overlapped on that. So put that in your own personal bucket and keep going into, all right, let's find something we're both into. It doesn't mean we both have to be jazzed about it, but let's find a goal that we can do. And if there's one that your partner wants, you're into, great, that goes in their bucket, plink. And then you keep talking and you find something that is, yes, I'm into it. And it can look different ways. It could absolutely be, oh my gosh, that was an amazing idea. Yes, let's go rock climbing on the weekends. Let's get a membership, let's go. Or it could be like, I don't think I would enjoy rock climbing at all, but you're into it, my partner. I love you. Okay, I'm down. Let's make that a goal to give it a try and we'll go there. Mm-hmm. Or it's the firm no, like I said, and you can plink it in your own bucket. But be open and flexible and exploratory. Go into this with a brainstorm mentality of, hey, what's kind of exciting? Where are we at? Because even if at the end of that discussion, there's not like a firm set goal, because you're not Talia, you're not Ryan, who like really loves that stuff. What a wonderful discussion to have about sharing your hopes and dreams and wants in your life and your relationship. It alone has value just to talk about, these are cool things we're excited about.
Yeah. And if your partner is, this is also why I think it's so important to bring this up. And I am resonant with both sides of the partnership that I'm about to bring up. I felt both ways. So excited that the new year is here, and also so drained from the previous year that you're catching up with it. Again, this might be a timing thing that if you are bringing this up with your partner, let them know that's the goal of the discussion. So not only the goal of like the relationship for the year, but let them know that's a goal of the discussion. So they're not thinking, they get home, oh, finally a relaxing evening in, and I can just blah, blah, whatever it is. And we're going to watch TV and go to bed. And you're like, do you want to plan our whole future year? And they're like, what the actual fresh hell is this? Like, I just wanted to rest tonight. I don't want to don't take it personally again. Set this time aside intentionally, similarly to how you would a business meeting.
Yeah.
Don't be Sandra Bullock and blindside your partner with this new information.
Side note, I'd be the opposite. I'd be like, plan this year? Fuck that. Let's plan the life. Let's plan the next 20, you double 50 down, years.
They're like, oh, whoa, I wasn't planning for this.
My partner's like, no, can we just get through 2023?
Maybe we don't.
Let's find that balance here. Let's find it.
Yeah.
So in this discussion, so I think it's a cool way to like kind of have this conversation kind of as the intro part of it to how do you redefine we, saying, cool, these are the buckets, here's what we're doing it. Once you start there though, where do you take it? How do you find collaboration? And more importantly, how do you keep that going, maintaining that in the relationship?
I would say starting with your own self, have a meeting with yourself or talk mm-hmm. about this with your therapist if you have one. Spend some time internally doing a year in review. This is where old journal entries, old notes app entries can come in handy. What are some of the themes that you noticed? Mm-hmm. What are some of the areas of growth? If you look back at the last year, even on your social media posts, on your camera roll, like any mm-hmm. sort of historical view of who you were, what are some things you've noticed have changed and how do you want to uphold those? Mm-hmm. And what are some areas that you are still seeing this theme or this pattern?
Yeah.
And like for me, overworking was a huge one that I tamped down on and got a better handle on. I wouldn't say it's perfect. I don't think anything ever is, but in this case, like workaholism, how can I rein that in and where can I be aware if that's flaring up again? Notice how I'm not saying it won't ever flare up. It will. I know me. I've lived my life for a very long time. I'm aware of what I do and what I don't do and when I'm doing or not doing something. What would it be like for me to then get curious? Oh, that old pattern is coming up. I wonder what's happening in my life that's triggering me to go back to that. And then I can have grace for myself. And that nothing about that is my partner. Mm-hmm. I'm aware he has noticed that and he's shared. When I get home and you have the laptop out, I know that it's not a time for connection. And I, being a woman especially, internalize that. And I'm like, nope, I do never want to be abandoned. I don't want to be disliked. My primal need is to survive. So the relationship must survive as well. I, being mindful, will make sure the laptop's home when I get home, or I will let him know when he walks in the door. Yes, Mr. Laptop is here. He will be leaving in 10 minutes and then you will have my full attention. It's knowing how to communicate. So workaholism for me was one thing I saw as a pattern previously and something I'm going to be intentional about this year. I don't need my partner's in on that or consent on that. This is where I would start though. I would do a historical account of yourself.
Yes. But I would add to that, or I guess next step I would add to that is after you've done that, then you can take that to your partner and say, so this is what I'm doing. Yeah. And here's how I could feel supported in this.
Yes,
so
you can make requests for them. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And not to like overstep, because this is a personal example you're giving, but you know, as just an example
of overstepping to your therapist.
Not to overstep and overgive you advice in this moment, specifically, Talia. But yeah. Like in that example, you can turn to your partner and say, look, we know this is me, but this is what I'm working on. So like you said, when I start overworking, here's what could be really supportive. So you can give him a heads up about what to look for. And this is a good example of where, like, when you talk about something ahead of time and there's a mini game plan, then it sets everyone up for success. Cause you might be like, okay, cool. When I'm doing that, can you just gently remind me, hey, 10-minute rule on the laptop, like we agreed? Yep. Versus if he does that in the moment before you two agreed on that early on, be like, fuck you, dude.
And I've shared that. I'm like, I will go intellectual. I will become verbally violent, as I mentioned last.
Yeah.
This is a theme that I've noticed that I'm exploring in my own therapy is like, do not push me. Like, I will get activated to hyper-independent police officer Talia. Don't make it happen. Thank you very much.
So it'd be a horrible thing. But if you two had early on, like in this discussion, talked about something you're working on, then you have a little bit of a collaboration to lean back on and go, oh yeah, you might still be a little pissed in the moment if he mentions that, but you'll remember, oh yeah, I did ask him to do that.
I'm a bit angry.
So I can say, thank you for doing that. I did ask you to do that.
Yep.
And maybe I need to revisit that and say, never do that again, but whatever. But the point is, you're bringing in your partner into this space of how can this benefit our relationship? How can we redefine these parts of us, the way we interact in this new year, to keep having these awesome experiences together? And that's one way of when you've done that introspection to go, here's where I'm at, and how can I bring my partner into more connectivity?
Yeah, I think individual introspection becomes a shared relational retrospection, if you will. So taking it from that individual, who am I? What do I want different? Mm-hmm. And then bringing it to the partner. So many times, though, we set these intentions or these resolutions on behalf of our partner without their consent. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I didn't sign up for a 5K. And it's like, no, you made one passing comment in June of 2022 that you wanted to get healthier. And so I internalized that and took that to mean that you'd want to run a marathon every single weekend of the new year. And where is my thank you? And the partner's like, what have you done with my wife?
And my toenails, those fall off after marathons.
I did not know that. So yeah, if you want to keep your toenails and not get divorced, do not sign your partner up for marathons they didn't agree to.
Exactly. A random side note tip and trick from something you said about going back and being introspective when you are looking at your camera roll or journal entries. Yep. One thing, because I'm a bit of a Luddite when it comes to technology, I literally a week or two ago learned how you can go to your text message exchange and see the history of photos there. So that was really cool. And that's actually been a really fun space to go back and kind of look over the year of discussion just through images. It's a lot quicker, of course, than just reading your entire text exchange. So in your relationship, you can go search that in your phone and kind of see, oh my gosh, yeah, look at all these discussions. Oh, I remember those images. That was not a pleasant little GIF exchange there. Or, oh, that was really fun and sweet. I think that's just a little tip and trick of a fun way to do that, because it's inherently relational and image-based, because it's about the images you've shared back and forth. And so it's a lot easier just to go back and do that. So I thought that was cool. And I think because it's a new thing I just now learned as a feature on phones, something to look into.
Yes. Yes.
So I love what you're saying in terms of like, this is how we can add to this conversation, bringing your own piece into it. But what about when you want to be a little more on the nose in the relationship discussion? So yes, that introspection allows you to be quote unquote retrospective and really bring that into support with relationship. But what if there is something very specific that you really want to go, hey, for 2023 for us, I do want to redefine this instead of, and this is actually a personal, this is a real thing for me in my relationship. Instead of us being as just, you know, date night at home, just the two of us, I want to open up to more double dates. I want to do more of that.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean I want to get rid of, obviously, our important quality time together. But I want to be more intentional of, instead of waiting till Friday at 5 to make plans, which ends up being just us, let's schedule maybe a little ahead of time. And now we can like hang out with our friends and our family more.
Adding, that's very relational.
Adding
to does not have to replace what is.
Yes, exactly.
So being able to plan ahead, the request could be, maybe you both are great at planning, and the request is being intentional about communicating this to other couples that you want to, I was about to say bring into the relationship. That is not what I meant, unless that's what you're into. Then go for it.
But not my personal cup of tea, but I support everyone who likes that cup of tea.
Going on double dates, like being intentional about communicating about the planning of double dates might be the request. But for some couples, that request might be being comfortable with going out, being comfortable with being maybe emotionally close or communicative in front of another couple. Like the behavior that you're requesting may be easy for you, and it may be more of a bigger ask for your partner, or a bigger ask on behalf of your partner. And it may not be that at all. It might be really the both of you love planning, the both of you love double dates. It's a matter of setting the intention. So to bring it to the relational point, if you're requesting this of your partner or adding in something, keep in mind, you might have a blind spot to what might be difficult for them. Because, well, it's easy for me. Well, I just double dates.
This is what I want to do. This
I barely have enough energy to go out with you on Fridays, let alone you and two other people at a restaurant, and it's loud, and it's this.
Yeah.
Okay, is it the time of day? Is it the event? Like, be curious rather than if your partner immediately shuts it down. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I love that.
I'm going to be you this year, and you can be me this year.
There you go. Yeah, be curious. It's one of the things that we love to say here on the podcast, and this is such an important piece of this discussion. when you bring to your partner these relational requests or ideas, say, hey, this would be cool for me.
Yes.
How would that be for you? Literally, that's what I did with my partner. And it was just kind of like, hey, are you into this? This is what I'm thinking about. And she gave some feedback about what was right for her and what wasn't right for her or in what balance. And so being curious and trying to just do that in a collaborative space, that sounds so simple. I guess maybe just to me, I don't know. It sounds so basic, but we can really skip over that in these discussions, especially if you're in a relationship where you're not used to having these discussions. And you are coming from the, oh my gosh, I want to ask my partner to have this redefining we in 2023 chat. And that like might already get them worried. So going in with this wonderful tool, be curious, check in, not just request demand, but be like, hey, I'm into this. This would be awesome. What do you think about it? How would that be for you? And that's where you can find that middle ground Venn diagram of, oh, cool. So maybe we're not going to do escape rooms every Friday night like I would dream of, but...
She's like, this relationship already feels like an escape room, Ryan.
My brain is already fried by Friday. The last thing I want to do is think harder. And I'm
already escaping my own damn mind. I don't even
know. More strategy. Let's go. And instead it's like, okay, fine. We'll go to dinner.
I guess if you need to eat.
I guess if you want to food at some point. Although honestly, burritos, you can hold in your hand and do an escape room at the same time. I'm just saying.
Genius. Activity related food. Yes. Yeah. One hand to hold, one hand to eat. I love it.
Yeah. Wait, where was my point? I forgot my point. But the topic.
Saying to bring this up to your partner, that being curious if they have some resistance or hesitance, that is not an invitation to force/convince your partner into why you think your idea is such a good idea or this new intention for we. Mm-hmm. It's okay. So maybe once a month, I can do that. I'm more than willing to do that once a month. That is not my idea of joy on a Friday night. And even using that as a question, what do you want to see more of in your relationship this year? And just maybe show your partner this clip from this episode and let them take the conversation from there. Yeah. Just simply asking that conversation. I can't wait for our date night on Friday night or whenever it is. Mm-hmm. If you're already planning for that, something I would love to talk about and I'm really excited to share with you is something, the things I've been thinking about for our relationship this year. I can't wait to have another year with you. Yeah. That would be a much more welcoming text message than like, we need to talk, or I have an idea for you on Friday, or whatever it is that feels just like,
we suck. Let's be better.
More talking, my favorite. Most of the time, if you are in a good spot in your relationship, and this is something that we could probably do a whole, and we'll do a whole other episode on. When you're in a good spot in the relationship, I often see women want to double down on that and monopolize on that and talk it through. Or let's say the more emotionally attuned available partner, which in my practice typically is the female partner in initiating. It doesn't mean that men don't initiate couples therapy. I've seen that too, but on the year in review of last year, that I saw that more often than not. It doesn't mean your partner's not going to be willing to go there. Let them have the patience and give them the time to go there. And you're bringing this up to them, they may not be as excited about it. So you want to talk about it and they just want to be in it. They're like, it's good. Why do we need to talk about it? Well, I want it to be even better. Well, can we just appreciate how green the grass is currently before we put some new fertilizer in? Oh, okay. You need to learn to slow down and not optimize everything. Especially if you're in the partnership where your partner is okay, not with status quo. It's not like you both have seen 20 things need to change and like, yeah, we'll get around to it. We have another episode for that. The like, this will do, or it'll change eventually. Like, that's not what we're talking about. This is letting it be good and eventually having these goals come true. This can be an ongoing discussion. You don't need to solve it in one night at an Italian or an Italian restaurant for me, Mexican restaurant for Ryan.
Yeah, definitely. And with that, when you're not needing to solve it and you can optimize it, take off chunks. When you bring these ideas out, staying focused, coming to collaboration. And if you find that like you and your partner are just like a little bit off on some of what's happening, I think it's a good place to kind of step back and go, okay, well, what's the underlying need that I'm actually wanting there? Oh, so double dates aren't right for you that often. Got it. Totally hear you. Okay, why am I looking for more of that? Well, for me, in this real example of my relationship, is, well, I want to be sharing more of our worlds together. I want more of that integration. Maybe it doesn't have to be through double dates. Maybe there's other ways. Maybe we're sharing more about our conversations we're having with our close loved ones, with each other, so it can kind of feel more involved, or whatever the case is. Having a that kind of shift into collaboration of, all right, cool, that doesn't work for you. Well, how come I actually, getting curious now with myself, how come I actually want to be doing that more? Ooh, this is where it comes from, my partner. How can we do that? That would be something I would love in our relationship. And kind of going back to that. So in all of this, you can really have a great discussion, only biting off a little bit that is manageable in the relationship, but having some nice deep discussion can go there if that works. I mean, again, if you're forcing your partner to get into some of that deep discussion, it may not be the way to go. But I think it's a cool way to think about this also of what do you want in a relationship? And then looking at like a deeper level of, well, what's the underlying need? What are you really hoping for by these things that you want to redefine for 2023?
Yes. And with the redefinition, I learned this from a therapist that I had. She's so amazing. Mm-hmm. A few years ago. And it was like the description was essentially doing a relationship 2.0 or 3.0 or 4.0, like new iterations, just like a software update would be, looking at it like that. And if you are a partner who needs some more reassurance, I would say, knowing that bringing something up or a partner bringing something up in the relationship does not mean the end is nigh, does not mean that they're trying to get rid of the relationship or it's going to be your undoing. Instead, viewing it like, oh, they care enough to bring this up, I can now relax into this discussion rather than being like, so does this mean you're going to break up with me? Not that that's like a personal example.
I feel like that's ever been the thought or feeling I've ever like, had.
If you were a fly on the wall in my therapy sessions, you may have heard that at some point. So it's, you know, it's whatever. It's I'm so chill. It's so cool.
But with that analogy, as we wrap, I will say that that version also like security updates. So it's a great thing. Like this version is the security update.
You, Ryan, yes.
It's the security update. And you do that before you get hacked and the system fails, you get the security update. So those conversations are like, no, everything's great. We're just doing this version 3.0. And with that, there's some new security updates. That keeps us thriving, strong, and protected against all the outside elements that can come in and batter on a relationship. So have your chat security updates.
Yes. And reinforce your relationship.
Mm-hmm. I love that. One way to redefine we in 2023 is reinforce CEE, the relationship EEE. That didn't roll off quite as well as I thought it would. But
like, I regret that immediately. No, that was good.
I don't regret that at all. That was amazing.
Yes.
TM.
As a reinforcement rather than this, oh, we have to, or ugh, it's the reframe. It's I get to versus I have to. Exactly. I get to have this conversation. I get to have a partner that I can have this conversation with.
Yes.
It's a way better reframe than like, oh, the drudgery of marriage and having to reinforce a relationship. It's, you're going to have to, you're not going to be the same person. If you're doing it right, you are not the same person that you married in the beginning. You have to have software updates.
Yes. Done and done.
Ayanara, we will see you in a couple of weeks for a new topic. What is our next episode?
We're doing changes in the first year of marriage. It's a little sneak peek. We don't normally do sneak peeks. Look at that. Now listeners are so excited.
New year is a new us.
Thanks so much, everyone.
If they have a question, now they know what the topic is on.
Exactly.
So they
can email us. Oh, that's actually a good idea. Maybe we should, talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you have questions either on that topic or a different topic you'd like us to answer on the podcast, shoot us an email, ryanandtalia@thecouplesguidepodcast.com.
Yes. You can also slide in my DMs at Talia Bombola when I do Q&As. And with that, we will see you in a couple weeks.
Take good care.